Good afternoon, everybody. So today we're going to talk about a topic that Rabbi Daniel Gladstein spoke about in my shul on Thursday night. And as he was saying it, I'm thinking, that's a pretty good 10-minute halacha topic. He spoke about the need to daven for success in Limud HaTorah, but not just from a hashkafic perspective, but from a halachic perspective, that there are makoros in Shas and Shulchan Aruch that tell us that if a person wants to succeed in Talmud Torah, or even if we don't, that there is a halacha that one is supposed to daven for success in learning. The source of the idea comes up in a number of places in Shas, actually. There's one more direct than the others, but there, the Gemara, for example, tells us in Maseches Brachos on Dav Chesamid Aleph, on the Pasuk, Al Zos Yispalel Kol Chacham La'is Mitzo, the Gemara has several interpretations, what the Zos is, that you're supposed to daven, every Chacham is supposed to daven for this. So one opinion, the Shita of Rabbi Nassan, is Zot Torah, that you're supposed to daven for Torah. Al Zos Yispalel, on Torah, Kol Chacham is supposed to daven to be successful in Torah. Rabbi Gladstein said how when he was a little boy, he met Rabbi Avigdor Miller, and he asked Rabbi Avigdor Miller why it is that we say a harachman in benching, that we should be zocha to chayei olam haba. Doesn't chayei olam haba automatically happen if you earn it, if you become, if you do more mitzvos than averos? And Rabbi Miller looked at him and said, if you want it, you have to daven for it. That's the rule. Whatever it is that you want, you have to daven for. If you want to be successful in learning, you got to daven to be successful in learning. There is another Gemara. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Nida tells us, Ma yasa adam b'yachkam, what should a person do in order to achieve in learning, in order to become a chacham? Amar lahen, yarba b'yeshiva v'yamayit b'schara. So the Gemara says, there are no tricks. You got to learn a lot, can't do a lot of other stuff. Amru harbe asukein, but a lot of people did that and it didn't quite work out for them. So the Gemara lo hoilu lahem. So the Gemara says, Ella, what should you do? Yivakshu rachamim mimi shachach mashalo. You have to daven from Kadosh Baruch Hu to give a person success in learning. Shenemar kitin Hashem chach mipiv. Das. So then the Gemara tells us, Mashal Melch Basar V'dam Shasa Sudra Avadav, that Tanya Rabbi Chia taught that it's like a mashal of a Melch Basar V'dam that makes a suuda for his servants, Umishagalov of Mimashal Afanav, and he provides for those who he loves, for his close family members, from what's right in front of him. Kamash Mulan, the Gemara tells us what this teaches us is, Daha Beloha Lo Sagyar. Rav Yonasan Sacks loves to quote this line of Gemara in Maseches Nida, that in order to succeed, a person needs to do both. You need to be yarba b'yeshiva, but you also need to daven for it. Ha below ha, one without the other, being a masmid without davening for it without putting in the work, lo sagya, it's not going to be enough. One needs to do both in order to achieve in learning. And therefore, it's not a surprise that there is a Mishnah Shlema, an entire Mishnah, Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Chesam and Beis, where the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Nechoni ben Akanya, mispalel b'knisaso, lebeis ha-medrash b'yisiyaso, tfila k'tzara, Rabbi Nechoni ben with Davin on his way in and on his way out of the base medrash, a short tefillah. Amrlo, ma makom l'tefillazu. They said to him, what's the purpose of this tefillah? Amrlahem, and he said, b'chni sasi ani mispalel shlo yera dvar takala al yaday. That on my way in, I daven that nothing that I shouldn't mess up in my learning. Ubitziasi ani nosin odoa al chelki. And on my way out, I am thankful for my portion. And the Gemara elaborates on the text of the tefillah. The Gemara quotes a brisa, b'chni sasu ma omer. What did he say? And it tells us the text. That I shouldn't mess up in the Dvar Halacha and have my friends celebrate it. They shouldn't mess up and have me celebrate the mistake. I shouldn't say something Tamei is Tahar or vice versa. Nothing, there should be no mistakes in the learning. And be it Tziyasa Ma'u Omer, what did he say on his way out of the Beis Medrash? Madani Lufanecha Hashem Elokai. This one might sound more familiar. We're most familiar with this from Masiyah Masechta, when a person finishes their learning, so we say this tefillah that where we're give odah Takarish Baruch Hu with that we're busy with Torah, that we're busy with something so meaningful and so valuable. So the question is, should we say this tefillah? Meaning, let's talk about the tefillah before learning, before we open a Gemara. Should we say this tefillah? You'll find it printed on the inside of many Gemaras. So the Rif and Daf Yutta Samaral Bedapi Arif Maseches Brachos, the Rambam Minuchas Brachos Parak Yud Alach Chav Gimel, the Rosh in Maseches Brachos Parak Dalet Simen Yud Beis, the Tur in Simen Kuf Yud, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Yud Siv Ches, all bring these tefillos as halacha. In fact, in the Perush Mishnayos, the Rambam is medayik from the fact that the Braisa says mahu omer rather than mahaya omer, that it isn't just a maisa rav about Rabbi Nachman ben Akana. Oh, Rabbi Nachman ben Akana, mahaya omer, what did he say? No, the Gemara asks mahu omer, meaning what is one supposed to say? What is everybody supposed to say? It's a chiyuv, says the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, for everybody to do, and Mishabruin and Simkov Yitzv Kadlam Vav quotes that Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. So the question begs itself, why do people not say it? If it's such a chiyuv, then it's quoted by all the Rishonim. So the Me'iri in Dibur Maschil Amar on that Gemara says that the Tana is really just trying to demonstrate how you have to daven for everything that requires Siyata Deshmaya, and he just uses this as an example, meaning of course you daven for whatever you want to succeed in, but not that this is like part of the Seder HaTfila that a person has to say every day. The Aruch HaShulchan has a different explanation as to why we don't say it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Achshav lo nahagu. Our minig is not to say it. Why? Because it's meant for somebody who paskins shailas in the Beis Medrash. Because after all, you're saying that I shouldn't say that which is tar is tameh, that which is tameh is tar. I shouldn't be nichshal b'dvar halacha. Most of the time in the Beis Medrash, no one's asking us any shailas. We're sitting and we're learning. We're learning a bekiyah seder, or even seder, whatever it is, but we're not really paskining shailas. The Aruch HaShulchan said, who paskins shailas? The Rabbanim. The Rabbanim aren't in the yeshivas in the Beis Medrash. The Rabbanim are learning in their home or in their offices in shul or whatever, so they don't have that tefillah for the Beis Medrash. Only people who are paskining shailas and in the Beis Medrash should recite this tefillah. In Shita Mekubetzas, he points out that the Gemara doesn't mean, he suggests the Gemara, and the Ritva also makes the suggestion, that the Gemara doesn't mean that you have to say it, but that you're allowed to say it. In fact, in the Chidah, in Pesach Einayim, Dibra Maschel the Evshar, he says that that's why the Talmidim asked, Ma makom le tefillah zu? And only when asked about it did Rabbi Nachman ben Akana explain it. That indicates that he otherwise never would have been proactive to tell them that they're obligated to say it, because they're not obligated to say it. However, the Ben Yoyada understands that from the fact that they asked him Ma makom le tefillah zu in the singular, and not Ma makom le tefillos elu in the plural, because after all he said a tefillah on the way in and on the way out, it indicates that they were in fact familiar with the first tefillah. They were only asking about the tefillah that was said upon leaving the Beis Medrash, and that would land us with the conclusion that one should recite the tefillah before learning. In the Re'eim Horovitz, in the back of the Gemara, he suggests, yes, of course you should, but the text is not so important. We don't even know exactly what Rabbi Nachman ben Akana's text was, because it doesn't appear in the Mishnah. Rather, it's covered with Ava Rabba, the Ava Solam. So you say Ava Rabba in the morning, Ava Solam at night, and that's good enough. Then you have it covered. You have that's a good enough tefillah for success in learning. If you pay attention to the words, that's in fact what we're asking for in those birchos kriyashma. Halacha l'maisa shulchan aruch writes in Simon Kuf Yod Siv Ches, ha'nichnas l'beis ha'medrash yispal yirasam v'nach Hashem elokeinu v'elokei avaseinu shlo akashal b'dvar halacha u'bitziyasu yomar moda ni v'nach Hashem elokei shesam techel kim yoshei beis ha'medrash. Chaznish writes, we should say this tefillah. In fact, in Tshuvas Shevet HaKasi Chelik Beis Amin Aleph, he says that the Divrei Chayim attributed the lack of Talmidei Chacham in our generation to the fact that people don't say this tefillah. In the Taz, in Simon Kuf Yod Siv Ches, he says that when you're learning alone, you still daven, you should still say the tefillah, but just adjust the nusach, and instead say, meaning the tefillah seems to be a lot about my chaverim being mesameach when I mess up, me being mesameach when they mess up. So he says, if you're learning alone, you should still daven, but you should say a little differently. So essentially, you say a more private tefillah, a tefillah that's about your own learning, but a tefillah there should be. The Achronim highlight that it's particularly important for Morei Hora'a to say this tefillah, for Poskim. So even though generally it seems that people are sumich on the Minhag HaOlam that the Aruch HaShulchan records not to say it, most Poskim, I do believe, have the practice of yes saying it. It happens to be, if you open up your Gemaras, I just checked in my Masifta Gemara, it's printed on the first page in the Masifta, and many of the newer Gemaras, they have it printed on the inside of the page. People don't look so often, but it actually says it there. Are there any rules of how to say it? You know, some tefillos you have to stand, some tefillos you have to bow. So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says that it can be said standing or sitting. You don't have to face Mizrach, you don't have to bow, you don't have to be Nofel Alpanav, you don't have to do a Tachnu, nothing like that. In Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Perek Yudal, Osir Aleph, is quoted as saying that you can even say this tefillah on Shabbos, even though you're not supposed to do Bakashas on Shabbos, but Bakashas for Ruchnius you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So you can even say this tefillah on Shabbos. In Magen Avraham, in Sivkat and Tazayin, he says that the Arizal would say the tefillah every morning, and then he would say, Ki Yitin Hashem Chachm and Piv Das Utvuna Galeine Vabita Neflos Mitorosecha. And Magen Avraham adds that if you learn all day, then you should say the Moda'ani tefillah, the last tefillah upon leaving the Beis Medrash every evening. Now, as far as what the text of the tefillah means, so there is some discussion, in Rishonim and Achronim, just to explain what we're trying to say over here. Particularly when we say Shlo Yera Dvar Takala Al Yadai, once you already say that I shouldn't mess up, isn't it unnecessary then to add V'lo Omer Al Tamei Tahor V'Al Tahor Tamei V'lo Al Tahor Tamei? Meaning that's a Dvar Takala. If I mess up, I'm saying Tahor is Tamei and Tamei is Tahor. So Tosfos HaRash explains that a Takala could be if you misunderstood and somebody makes a mistake in halacha as a result of the way you explain something. So we also daven that we shouldn't say something that's actually incorrect. Meaning, it could be that I not that I misunderstood, but I said something that was misunderstood by the Talmidim. That's Shalyera Dvar Takal Al Yadai. And then I also don't want to mess up myself. Meaning, not only that the Talmidim should misunderstand, that I shouldn't say something wrong. Al Tamei Tar Val Tar Tamei. In the Sefer Pirchei Kuna, he says, no, first you daven not to say a bad svara. That's a Dvar Takala, even just a kruma svara. And then not to say something that's incorrect, la halacha. And what does it mean? Sheyismuchu bi chaveirai? So two basic interpretations of that. Rashi writes that it's a continuation of shlo akashal b'dvar halacha. And then the other guys will rejoice in my stumbling, so I'm going to end up causing them to be punished for being so mean. Why would they be happy when I stumble? So if they are, then they're going to end up suffering for that. Marsha says, no, it's a separate tefillah. Then not only do I not want to mess up, I want to develop a sense of chevra. I want people to be mesameach with my success, and I want to be happy with their success. I want to be able to develop that supportive environment that a person often finds can develop in the Beis Medrash. Sometimes you find your closest friends are the people that you may not even know that much about because you learn with them all the time, and you're always talking and learning, and you're not even talking about other things with them. But that's that develops that supportive environment of a Beis Medrash. The tefillah after learning that we say ani amel. So there's a famous word of the Chavetz Chaim. What do you mean? The shoemaker is not mekabel sachar when he's amel. He works hard, he makes a pair of shoes, and he charges for it. He gets paid for it. So Chavetz Chaim famously says, no, it means that no one's paying him for his work. He's getting paid for the product that he produces. And if he makes two left shoes, no one's going to pay him for it. But if we work hard in the Beis Medrash, even if we didn't produce anything, but we tried our best, we're mekabel sachar for the amelus itself. An additional question that I saw some of the Achronim point out is that of course they're not mekabel sachar. We just said that they're ratzim leber shachas, that they're osik bedvarim betalim. Why would they be mekabel sachar for dvarim betalim? So it might mean that even when we're doing the same physical things that they're doing, if we do it l'shem shemayim, then it's something that we're rewarded for. It could be that we're eating and they're eating, but for them it's dvarim betalim, and for us it's l'divrei Torah. It's for the sake of being able to have energy to learn. And therefore, we're mekabel schar for that as well. If you look in the Kutei Amarim, the Balatanya, in the beginning of the seventh parak, he talks about how the value of doing a dvar arashus, like eating or drinking, is miklipas noga, which means it can either sink into the klipos setmeos or it can be elevated to kedusha. We do actions that are arashus, and it gets elevated to a sense of kedusha. But the bottom line is, I think that when a person wants to succeed in learning, a person wants to succeed in anything, you have to daven. And over here, it's not just a general Musar Shmuz. You have an explicit Mishnah that we should daven for these things. So to the extent that we have this proper Kavana in Ava Rabba and Ava Solem, that's wonderful, but not everybody has that Kavana, and even if you do, it's probably not a bad idea to take a few seconds at the beginning of the day when you open your Gemara to turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't take HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of our learning to make sure that we're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we should be successful in our Torah, just like we daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we should be successful in everything else. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.